This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of early fall and the first week of the corn harvest moon. Between full summer and the final leaf drop of early December, many separate micro-seasons blend with one another. The flowers of August sometimes lasting into early fall, and the flowers of September sometimes blooming out of turn before late summer. Sometimes the trees keeping their green and leaves well toward middle autumn. Markers of this third week of early fall can sometimes be the same as those of the second or the fourth week. If I calculate time by what occurs in the landscape, then progress toward winter may seem to stagnate, or swirl, or even flow backward like the eddies of a river. That kind of spin occurs especially when weather seems out of sync, and with what is happening to plants, or when October's second spring brings out the foliage of watercress and dock, parsnips, sweet Sicily, and sweet rocket. Those eddies can also produce a feeling of suspension or captivity in time. But a hard freeze or a storm that pulls down half the leaves at once cuts the lazy vortex free, loosens the autumn backwater and takes it hard into the main current. Then I relax in the clarity of cold and the end of waiting. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of early fall. In the meantime, pay attention to your emotions as they ebb and flow with autumn's ambivalence.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.